If you've been on Highway 99 north of Seattle, you know it's not glamorous. It's Seattle's working highway. A lot of people drive through it as fast as they can. But this highway that we're calling Seattle's Mother Road has stories to tell about where we came from and where we're going. KUOW's Region of Boom team is exploring Highway 99 this spring. Joshua McNichols starts us off in the Aurora Stretch.
Before there was I-5, there was Highway 99.
You know, when I think of Highway 99, I think of cars, because Highway 99 really was the birthplace of automotive travel in the Northwest.
That guy you just heard from was Leonard Garfield. He's the executive director of the Museum of History and Industry. He says 99 was stitched together in the early days of car travel. And then in the 1930s, we straightened it and punched it through Woodland Park and sent it sailing high over the ship canal and called it the Aurora Speedway. During the Depression, it represented escape.
This was the very first road that was going to get us in our cars and take us away from where we found ourselves. And that's a completely American thought and a notion, and our legacy of that is Aurora Avenue.
Nobody calls it the Speedway anymore, what with all the traffic. It's just Aurora now. It carries 43,000 cars every weekday, almost enough drivers to fill Safeco Field. Ben Silverman is one of them. He takes Aurora every morning from Richmond Beach in Shoreline to his office in Seattle's Fremont neighborhood. He beats traffic by leaving early in the morning at 4:30 a.m.
It's a nice time of day to drive on Aurora because you can gobble up blocks very quickly.
There's a good bus route on Aurora, the Rapid Ride E-Line. But Silverman doesn't take it.
You know, I mean, I'm 43 with two children. You know, I'm not giving up my car anytime soon.
Understandably, he's worried about Aurora. It seems like every day there's more cars and more people trying to share the same space.
There's a width issue. I mean, I think they're going to need more lanes eventually.
Silverman's thinking about how to speed up traffic on Aurora. Meanwhile, in North Seattle, people want to slow that traffic down.
No. Is anybody going to push the button?
I did.
Seventh grader Ruby Oswell crosses Aurora every morning on her way to school in Seattle's Licton Springs neighborhood.
Crossing Aurora is like, at first when we did it, it was kind of scary because there was just a bunch of, you know, vehicles zooming by and you're like, oh, how do I cross? And then we were like, we were so happy when we figured out they put like a cross thing because we were like, okay, we're not going to get run over by cars, but sometimes it's kind of still scary.
The new crosswalk the city of Seattle installed at 92nd Street helps. But that doesn't solve everything, according to Ruby's mother, Angel Hackman.
I've seen quite a few people going through the red light. So for the kids, I always tell them, you need to wait before you start crossing through the intersection. Because you're going to have those people who are just flying through at the last minute.
Hackman is part of a movement. She and her neighbors are trying to change the way we think about Aurora. It needs to do more than move cars. It needs to be safe for pedestrians, too.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Officials say the city plans to add almost 3,000 residents to neighborhoods on Aurora over the next 20 years. That's a lot of people walking around, which means Aurora needs a lot of upgrades. That brings me to one last thought from historian Leonard Garfield. He says, it'll take time to change Aurora.
I am inspired and hopeful for those who see a different future for Aurora Avenue. But certainly if we look at the history as an indicator of the future, we would say that in its bones, it's a highway.
There's no getting around it. History has momentum, like a car zooming down Aurora. You can put in a stoplight, but cars won't always stop. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.